Welcome to the Believer's Walk of Faith, empowering believers through teaching, preaching, and demonstration of the uncompromised Word of God to fulfill their highest calling and change this world through Jesus Christ, to glorify God in all we do, to train up and send out believers, to cover the whole earth with the knowledge of the Lord. Welcome to the Believer's Walk of Faith.
Hello, I'm Bill Winston, and welcome to another program. The program that you're watching is called The Believer's Walk of Faith, where we walk by faith and not by sight. We have another exciting teaching for you. We're teaching on winning the world. Now, this is something that is very dear to my heart. Why? Because this is the way I started out in the gospel. I started out street preaching. I mean, taking the Bible into the streets, winning souls on the sidewalk. This is the way I started out. And I tell you, this is the first love that we can go out and get the unsaved and bring them into the kingdom of God. This is the heart of God. It's called winning the world. Now, what are we bringing out in this series of teachings? One is that the church had lost its purpose. In other words, if the purpose of a thing is not known, abuse is inevitable. Somehow we had strayed away. We got on chicken dinners, kind of bake sales and conventions and all that. What about the lost, you see? So what we're doing is coming back to the purpose by which the church has been placed in this earth. I call it getting back to the right picture. Praise the Lord. You see, we're going beyond denomination into demonstration. I want you to get your Bibles and pencils and papers ready. We're going to show you how to do it. It's coming up right now. It's called Winning the World. You got to receive power. You can't go out there and fulfill the commandment or the commission of Jesus. He said, wait. Don't go out there until you get some power. And somehow we hadn't gotten in power, so we go out there and try to talk everybody in. You don't need to do that. You got some power. Do you realize one of the major networks that we were on, one time we were teaching on healing, and I said, I'm going to pray for the sick. Just like that. Pray for the sick. And I prayed a prayer for the sick, for healing. Boy, we got calls from that network. Don't do that anymore. Man, they didn't mind me debating. But just don't let the power come through there. And somebody saw me over at the hospital, over at Mercy Hospital, and saw me. I was visiting somebody there. And they came and saw me, passed by the room, saw me. Oh, Pastor Winston. I said, girl, hush, we in the hospital here. And it said, do you know what you did? When you said to us, put the part, a hand on a part of our body that was hurt, and you said, put our hand on it, and I put my hand on it, and you prayed. He said, I could not walk on that foot. I was going to the doctor the next day, and I put my hand on my foot, and you prayed, and I got up right away and walked on that foot. I went to the doctor the next day just for him to check it out. He said, no, you coming. It's already healed. Well, see, here's the deal. What separates us is the power. Come on, y'all got to see me now. The reason why the Taliban and Al-Qaeda and Jihad and the Muslims, all that's taking off, because the church need to come back to demonstration. See, they've been taught a reality. And you follow what I'm saying? I'm saying we got something better than that. Yes, say amen to that. Amen. We got something better, folks. Yes. And what we need to do is let it loose. Yes. But glory to God. Coming over to John's Gospel, chapter 14, please. John chapter 14. Now listen, I know. Everybody ain't gonna like what I'm saying. Say amen to that. But if you listen to me, the picture is gonna change. You're gonna come back to Acts. Folks, religion kills folk. Jesus did not say,
I am come that you might have religion.
He didn't say that. There was plenty of religion here when he got here. He said, I'm come that you might have what? Life. Life. And I'm just saying, hey, wait a minute. And folks don't like it because, see, demons don't like me. They don't like my preaching. Come on now. And they don't like me to come around. They get nervous when I start preaching. See, because I'm not here to fight demons. See, I fight the good fight of faith. But I'm just letting you know, religion kills folk. I mean, that's KKK got religion. I know they got religion because they put a big cross in your yard and burn it. That ain't religion. I don't know what religion is. Am I right about it? Religion has hate to it. There are groups, black Muslims, whatnot, so forth. Hate white folk. Don't get quiet over. See, I ain't scared of nobody. Religion try to get you to join groups to elevate you. You know, if you just get into Masons, we can get on up. There ain't nothing but religion. I ain't gonna help you. Not in these last days, because all of it's coming down. Yeah, I'm gonna talk about it. Them sororities. Come on, I'm gonna look over here. Them fraternities, some of them. Come on. See, I'm just saying that if you basing your success on that, then that's your God. That's your religion. Bill Winston's preaching good right now. See, but I'm not afraid of you. See, because I ain't nobody in my pocket. I don't owe no political official nothing. I don't owe the Masons nothing. I don't owe the Deltas nothing, the Alphas nothing, the Kappas nothing. Come on now. I don't owe nobody nothing. And because of it, I'm free. Yes, sir. And I can preach like a free preacher. Ain't nobody bought me. I didn't know I was going to get into all of that, but that's... Now, I ain't got nothing against you. You join what you want. But if you keep following me, you're going to come out of all of that. I'm telling you now, because I'm going to lead you into a reality that's bigger than all of that. Sit down. Let me finish here. I'm talking now. Somebody said, boy, he done gone crazy now. Listen. You needed to hear this years ago. Come on. Am I right about it? See, religion got denominational on it. Now, I'm not saying I got there's sweet people all over the body of Christ, but I'm saying that what God is doing today is he's moving beyond denomination. Can't you see what I'm talking about? We're going beyond denomination. We're going into the kingdom. Say amen to that. See, in denominations, y'all have to come in here. In the kingdom, we go out there. And what the devil don't want is you to go out there. He don't mind as long as you come in here. But he don't want you to go out there. But I got good news for you. We about to go out there. We done come in here. We done heard sermons. We done sung songs. We done talked about the devil. See, denomination will make you think that people outside of these walls are your enemy. They ain't your enemy. That's your harvest. The devil is your enemy. The Bible says you wrestle not against, come on, flesh and blood, but against principalities. They ain't your enemy out there. Well, the unsaved, that don't make no difference. That's your harvest. Say amen to that. I know I'm preaching good. Say amen to that. Now, we still got to live holy. Ain't no use you going over his house that time of night. Come on, ain't no, come on now. You know he married anyway. And ain't no use, come on, I'm talking about somebody now. I'm meddling right now. Ain't no use you going out now. It's going to get tight, but it's going to be right. Amen. See, religion don't, it don't, see, when you ain't religious, you don't have to do all the ooh. You can just say it. Say amen to that. That's what we need. We need more of the life of God. Say amen to that. All right, I'm going to go back to the text now. Y'all all right? I tried to include everybody. But I ain't against you. You see what I'm saying? I want you saved. I want you delivered. I ain't running you down. See, you can't keep another man down without staying down yourself. See, I got to lift you up. That's his class. Yeah, his class got me doing this. All right, sit down. Let me finish this. All right, I'm about done. Now listen. All right, let me just finish this. Because when God calls you to be a witness, where did I have you? Where did I tell you to turn? John 14. All right. Look at this scripture. When God calls you to be a witness. Now let me tell you first why all this came about. When God called me to be a witness, he said this. When God called me to preach this, he gave me a dream. And in that dream, there was a baby in a car seat. And that car seat was out of the car on the ground. And the baby was crying. And I said, man, I said, and that's in my dream now. And I'm coming up and the baby just crying. You know how an infant cries and look like they're crying hard, you know. And the baby was crying. And then this, all the saints from this church, they were standing around. Now the baby was behind them just crying. And they were standing around talking. Talking. Now, I mean, this including saints and ministers. So it's just talking. And I was coming up there. I said, man, do they see this baby crying? And I woke up. And I knew then that what God was saying is that, yeah, you're getting them saved. But they're leaving them in the car seat on the ground. See, there's something wrong here. And that's when I said, okay, we're going to talk about winning the world. And in winning the world, we're going to reap and keep. None of this business of winning souls and letting them go back out there and let the wolf get them. We're going to care for these people. Because when the first person first gets saved, they're a baby. They need a, how often does a baby need feeding? Man, they keep you up at night. But somebody's got to care for them.
Yes, Pastor.
So what happened? I went there, and I want to know how many people did we get saved last year? Last year, we got 4,188 born again. 4,188. Watch this. This year, so far, we've got 1,767 born again. Now, wait a minute. Hold it. How many have we gotten saved since we start keeping track in 1992? We got 35,753 saved. That's on the books. Now, I'm talking about saved now. Now, my point is, where are all the folk? Now, understand, my job is to get them, help get them saved, but my job is for the perfecting of the saints for the work of the ministry. And we all supposed to be playing a part in making sure the babies get saved and making sure people stay saved. Come on, and all of this. So I'm just saying, when I had that dream, it disturbed me. I woke up totally disturbed. I said, my Lord, I said, we're going to have to do something. And I gave you an example of a guy who I saw down there at the Whole Foods store. And he came and he recognized me. I didn't recognize him because we get a lot of people saved. I didn't recognize him, but he recognized me. And he said, Pastor, he said, oh, you caught me. And like I told you last week, I used to be a player, so I played it off. I said, look here, bro. I said, yeah, I sure did. Uh-huh. I got you. You caught. I said, tell me the whole story. Come on, tell me. He said, Pastor, I got born again, got baptized, filled with the Holy Ghost. But he said, I went out and I got tempted in some sin, and I got in that sin, and I just can't come back like that. Now notice, when you miss it, you're not supposed to run from God. Come on now, help me now. You're supposed to run to God. So I'm saying the babies are crying. We're getting them saved. But what now? We got to care for them. Yes. See, the body is a family. I don't care who you're sitting next to. Well, they ain't from the same background. It don't make any difference. That's your brother, your sister. Yes. That's your brother and your sister. And it's only religion that'll split you out. Well, you go over there on Sunday morning, I'll go over here. That's religion. Yes. And that didn't help nobody. Religion means, from the word religio, means back to bondage. Are you following what I'm saying? Yes. So now, I got that, and I thought I'd bring these numbers this time just to share this with you, because this is something that bothered me. All right, let's do a couple of things, and let's finish up. Now, here's where I want to finish up. Let's go to, where did I have it? John chapter what? 14. John chapter 14. Look at verse 10. Believeth thou that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, what? Who does the work? Come on, who does the work? So when I go to witness, who does the work? You don't do the work. Listen at this. I'm in Minnesota. I'm witnessing. The guy who was with me, who hadn't been saved long, got him saved, named Joe. Big guy, about 6'6", 6'7". And Joe's witnessing with me. So we come into a corner, and a man was selling watches. You know, the kind that be looking around and everything. They say he's selling watches. So he, now understand, the Holy Ghost will lead you so that you won't waste your time trying to harvest something that ain't ready to harvest. So here I am, Holy Ghost led. I said, let's stop right here. I said, hey, bro. I said, how you doing? I'm doing all right. He said, y'all need a watch or something? And he had opened his little case, had a bunch of watches all up in there, looking all around and carrying on. I said, look, brother, we don't need no watch. I said, man, you know what? Right here, watch this. You need Jesus. Just like that. Now, understand, I'm being led to say it like that. Come on now. See, he said, it's not me, it's the Father in me. Come on. He's doing the work. So what happened now? He said, oh, man, kind of started turning his head. Without thinking, I just took my hand and put it on his shoulder, you know, kind of like that. I said, let me pray for you. Boom. When I hit his shoulder with my hand, boom, something exploded, knocked me back, knocked him back against the wall. Watches went everywhere. Knocked Big Joe back. Joe will tell you that today. Knocked him back. Joe said, what was that? Smoke was all over the place. It was the glory of God. Man, I'm telling you, he said, what was that? I said, man, I don't know. But there's something between you and God. He said, watch this. I used to be a preacher. Like that. I said, brother, come in. Let me restore you. I prayed for him. And I said, do you want a ride? He folded up everything. I said, you want a ride to the house or something? He said, no, I'm going to walk. And he started walking just like that. Was never the same after that. God brought him back in through a miracle. Are you following what I'm saying? Turn to 1 Timothy, please. 1 Timothy. Let's go to chapter 2. God hasn't forgotten about these people. You ain't got no enemies. The only enemy is the devil. God loves people more than anything. 1 Timothy chapter 2. I exhort you, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercession, and giving of thanks be made for how many men? All men. For kings or rulers or presidents, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead what kind of life? Quiet and peaceable life in all what? Godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior. Read the next verse with me. Who will have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. You see what I'm saying? Now, he wants us to win the world. But we don't do it. He does it through us. Now, I started to talk about the attitude that you must have to win the world. Because there's an attitude. You have to have the right attitude about God, that God is not your problem. The right attitude about the unsaved. The right attitude about yourself. And the right attitude about winning. Would you give the Lord a praise for that, please? Praise the Lord. I trust that you enjoyed that teaching. Now, what we're teaching on is winning the world. We're saying that we as believers have a mandate to go out and to seek and to save that which is lost. You see, Jesus was teaching us how to carry out this mandate. He came, he said, I am come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. I mean, when he came, people were dying. And one of the reasons why they were dying is because there was plenty of religion here. He didn't say, I've come that they might have religion. He brought life to us. You see, in that denominationalism and all the things, the isms that have kept us enclosed in behind four walls is not what Jesus came to do. He came to make God public, to take God out to the marketplace, to take God out where the needy were. Now, there's a contrast between denominationalism and demonstration. When you're talking about denomination, it keeps people out. But demonstration brings people in. Denomination calls people outside of the church enemies. But demonstration calls them your harvest. Denomination also keeps people in bondage. As a matter of fact, the word religion comes from the word religio, which means back to bondage. But the demonstration gets people set free. I'm just saying, when we have the kingdom of God inside of us, then we become the temple of God. We don't have to go into a building and then try to act holy. We're acting holy all the time because we are now winning the world. The address and phone number are on your screen. I'm telling you, you will not regret it. It is a powerful series. This particular series of teachings stirs something up inside of you, gives you that anointing, that courage. Let it be stirred up again so that we can go out here and win the lost and bring them back in to the kingdom of God. It's a powerful series. I want you to order it right away. You won't regret it. Well, that's all we have for this time. This is Bill Winston saying we'll see you next time. Until then, keep walking by faith.
The church had lost its vision, had lost the image of who they were supposed to be and what they were supposed to do.
The world is waiting.
There are people out there right now that are waiting on a witness.
Waiting for answers, waiting for peace, waiting to be one. Bill Winston encourages you to unleash the power within you and demonstrate the love of God to the lost. It's time for the people of God to use the power of God for winning the world.
Jesus planned for us to do the same works that he did. Now, one of the things that he did the works for was these works were supposed to give proof of what Jesus said was true and that who Jesus really was.
Order your copy of Winning the World by Bill Winston and you'll learn the purpose of the church, the power you have to be a witness, why you can do the same works that Jesus did, and much more. To order this three-part series entitled Winning the World, simply write to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois 60303, by bank card at 1-800-711-9327 or online at www.billwinston.org. God desires to use his people to show the world who he is and what he can do in their lives. It's time for the people of God to use the power of God for winning the world. Success is a choice. This choice is driven by the decisions you make. In his book, Transform Your Thinking, Transform Your Life, Dr. Bill Winston will tell you why God created you to think big.
As a man thinketh, so is he. Want to change your life? Change your thoughts.
Transform Your Thinking, Transform Your Life. Now available in paperback. Pastor Bill Winston personally invites you to Living Word Christian Center, located at 7600 West Roosevelt Road in Forest Park, Illinois. Our Sunday services are at 7, 9, or 11:15 a.m. with a midweek Bible study Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. For information on visiting our satellite churches located in Colorado Springs, Colorado, and Tuskegee, Alabama, visit our website at www.billwinston.org. Today's message is available in its entirety on CD or DVD when you use the product number on your screen by writing to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois 60303, by bank card at 1-800-711-9327 or online at www.billwinston.org. The Believer's Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.